take your Bibles, if you will, and I want you to turn to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. Once you find Luke chapter 1, I want you to find verse number 26. David, turn it up a little bit more, a little bit more. All right, that'll work. Luke chapter 1. Find verse number 26, if you will. Once you find Luke 1:26, I'd like for you to stand with me, if you would. Luke chapter 1. If you have a cell phone on, we would ask that you turn it off or turn it on vibrate. And here at our church, we don't walk in and out of the service unless it's an urgent matter. And of course, if you have to step out, we understand. But it's not a movie theater. We're not coming and going and getting popcorn and soda and having a cigarette behind the barn. You need to sit still and pay attention to the preaching of the Word of God. Luke chapter 1, starting with verse number 26, the Bible says this: in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Now, if you will, I want you to give special attention to verse number 34. You find the title of today's sermon in one word, and in verse number 34 it says, Then said Mary unto the angel, How? That's what I call the sermon today, how? How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And let's pray. Father, take what's said today, use it to challenge us. Somebody here really, really needs an extra boost of energy, an extra boost of faith today. I pray somehow in the next few minutes that will be accomplished. I surrender myself to you, Father. Might I be a vessel in the Master's hands. Help the interruptions to be minimal today. Help our attention to be maximized. And may the Holy Spirit of God reach down from heaven and do something supernatural in our midst, please. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a seat, if you will. I realize Christmas is a couple of weeks ago. But as I was looking at the Christmas story, I seen something, and I thought I would share it with you today. This, of course, in Luke chapter 1, is the story of the birth of Jesus Christ. An angel was sent to Nazareth, and he finds there a virgin by the name of Mary. She was espoused to a man by the name of Joseph. The angel tells Mary she'll be honored in giving birth to the Christ child. I have to be honest, at first, this really caught her mind off guard. She says in Luke 1:29, she says, And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. But the angel tells her, this child is going to be a great child. They shall call him the Son of the Highest. He shall reign over a never-ending kingdom. He's going to be the Son of God. And then Mary asked a question. It's a unique question. She said, How? How? You see, she had never been with a man. She was a virgin. Now God says, you're going to have a baby. I guess I understand why she may have inquired as to how this is possible. How shall this be? Was her question. Then the answer comes in verse number 35. The angel says, the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. I like that. She said, How? And the angel said, Don't you worry. The Holy Spirit of God and the power of God can take care of what needs to be done. In other words, God can do it. I can understand why she would wonder. Again, she was a virgin, and now she's told she's going to give birth to a child. She asked how, and the angel said, Don't worry. People have been asking how for a long time, but I, an angel, have watched God do many, many things. Hey,
God can take care of it. I don't know what you face in this new year, but I do have good news for you. If you say today, how am I going to make it through this year? Don't worry. The Holy Spirit of God, Christian, and the power of God can carry you through 2019. I'm just sure of it. You and I may sometimes ask the same question, how? How? And the answer is the same today as it was in Luke chapter 1. He said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest is available to you. If you're a born-again Christian, living inside you is the Holy Spirit of God. There's an energy and there's a power that's available to the born-again Christian. And the world may not understand it, but it is a reality. And the same God that gave power to Mary to see her through a miracle process is the God that you and I serve. And when we go into year 2019, I don't know what you face. I don't know if it's an uphill challenge. I don't know if it is a burden. I don't know if it's a monumental task. But I will tell you this, if in your heart you say, preacher, how? How? Through the power of Almighty God and the God of that power, you can do what needs to be done. You might sit here today and say, how can I go to heaven someday? I'm not good enough. Maybe that's your question. How could I go to heaven someday? I'm not good enough. Well, let me tell you this. You could go to heaven because the Holy Ghost can come upon you and the power of the highest can save you. And if you say, I'm not good enough, I need to tell you, you're absolutely right about that. You're not good enough to get yourself to heaven. And God knew you would not be good enough to get yourself to heaven. You're not good enough to get yourself to heaven. I'm not good enough to get myself to heaven. But Jesus is good enough to get us all to heaven. And He was born of a virgin. He lived 33 and a half sinless years. He died on a cross. They put Him in a grave. He resurrected. And He said, if you've got a question about how you're going to get to heaven someday, He said, I've got that taken care of. Jesus is the Savior. That's why His Son was sent. Just in case someone said, I'd like to go to heaven, but how? You go to heaven by trusting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. So if you've ever been worried about saying, you know what, I'd like to go to heaven someday, but how in the world would somebody like me ever get there? God knew that you were a somebody like you, and God knew that I was a somebody like me, and God knew we were all somebodies like who we are, inadequate, sinners, on our way to hell, and Jesus died to make it possible. How? Through Jesus. Through Jesus. Preacher, how can I get over this hurt that I have suffered? How? How can I get over the hurt that I've suffered? Well, according to Luke 1:35, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest is available. God can make it happen. You say, I'm hurting. How can I get over this? How? Did you know that God is not only a physical healer, but God is also the great emotional healer? Now, all of us know something about our body's healing. You fall down and you get a boo-boo. And then you get you a Band-Aid on your boo-boo. But did you know God can heal your boo-boo underneath that Band-Aid? But if God can heal a boo-boo on your knee underneath that Band-Aid, you can be dead sure. God can heal your emotional hurts. If you say, how can I get over this hurt that I've suffered? Did you know that Jesus is called the Balm of Gilead? The Balm of Gilead. You say, what is that? He's an emotional antibiotic that can heal anything. That's who Jesus is. You say, how? How, preacher? 2019 looks like an uphill challenge. I've got an emotional heartache. How? Don't worry. God knows how. God knows how. How can I go to heaven? God knows how. How can I get over this hurt? God can help you over that hurt. You say, preacher, how can I fix this problem that I brought upon myself? How can I fix a problem that I brought upon me? Well, I think in Luke chapter 1, verse number 3, it says this, verse number 35, it says, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest. That was Mary's question. She said, how? And the angel said, don't worry. God, in His power and in His Spirit, can get you through this. How can I get through this problem that I created for myself? Well, I would recommend this. If you create a problem for yourself, why don't you ask God to forgive you? That'd be a good start. Just say, Lord, I messed up. You might want to throw this word in there again. It's me. He's not going to be shocked to see you. He knows you on a first name basis. You say, why? Because of your frequent need of a visit for forgiveness. But you just say, God, forgive me. And then, did you know what I love about this? I love the fact that if I mess up and I did it to me, He forgives me for that as much as the mess ups that weren't my fault. Whew, I am so glad. Did you know that I'm a sinner and you're a sinner and that does not shock God? And when you show up at the throne of grace and you say, God, it's me, forgive me. He said, I've got you covered. And you might say, how could God forgive me? God's not like man. God's forgiveness is not limited. It's eternal. It's powerful. The power of God is a forgiving power. And if you say, how am I going to get over what I've caused me? Through the power of God. Through the energy and the watch care of Almighty God. God cares about you and I even if we have caused our own messes. God can fix our own self-inflicted dilemmas. Boy, can I get me into some stupid things. But I'm glad that my God can help me through my own stupidities. So, someone might say, how can I be saved? Through the power of Almighty God. How can I get through this hurt? Through the power of Almighty God. How can I fix a self-inflicted problem? Through the power of Almighty God. How can I face my future? It seems so bleak. My future. In Luke 1:35 it says, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest. God can help you with that bleak future. I think some people look out and you look at the future and you say, oh my, it looks so dark. It looks so gloomy. It looks so hopeless. How can I get through what the future holds? Listen, folks, I've got some really, really good news for you. If you are still alive, God still has something good for your future. It's a thing called hope. You say, what is hope? Hope is the belief that there is something good yet to come. You should have hope. Why? If you're alive, God has something good yet to come. You say, how do you know that? Because if there wasn't anything good yet to come, you'd be dead. So God has something for your future. God has something for your tomorrow. And I realize some of you won't understand this, but there's set somebody in our presence today. And it's been gloomy and it's been dark. And they're just wondering, well, what does the future hold? I'm scared. I'm lonely. I'm fearful. What's out there in the future? Could I tell you this? Hope is the belief that there is good yet to come. And it's not always what is out there in the future, but it is who is out there in the future. And your God is already where you're going, and He's got everything cared for. And so may I remind you, if you say, how in 2019, how can I face this dark future? You can do it in the power of Almighty God, Christian. Did you know God's not done with you? Because if God were done with you, He would take you to heaven. So if you are still alive, God has something for you. If you are still sucking air, Christian, God has a purpose for your life. Hey, and it is not just eating cheeseburgers and french fries. God has a spiritual purpose for your life. And if you're alive and you say, how? God can accomplish something. God wants to do something with your life. Hey, you might say, preacher, how can I go on? I have a loved one that has passed on. How can I go on without that loved one? Well, I want you to know that Mary asked a question one day of the angel, and she said, how? And the angel gave this answer. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest would be made available to you. Hey, Mary faced something, and she wondered if it could be faced. But you know, the angel had the answer. God's power can see you through. The Spirit of God can see you through. And if you're a born-again Christian, don't forget this. People out there in the world, they don't have access to this God. They don't have access to this Spirit. They don't have access to that promise. But you and I, as born-again Christians, we're not in this alone. We have the help of our God. How can I go on without my loved one? God can make it happen. How can I do this? God will help you. I want to recommend that you just take one day at a time. Just get through today. If you're not careful and you say, my loved one is gone. My loved one's passed on to heaven. My loved one is gone. How can I live the rest of my life without them? You just need to live today. You get through today. God has a way of healing the heart. And I want to give you some good news. If you have a loved one that's passed on and they went to heaven, they're in far better shape than you are. They are in far better shape than you are. And you say, oh, but I just wish they could come back. They don't wish that at all. You say, but that's what I want. You know what they wish? They wish you'd come on. They want you to come on. You say, well, I want to die right now. I guess then we're going to have a meeting of the minds then. Because if you don't want to die today and they're not coming back, you'll have to wait till you get there. But that means that there is hope and victory between where you're at and where you're going. And you don't have to worry about where you're going, because if you're a born-again Christian, God's already there and your saved loved ones are there. How? How? And the angel said, through the Holy Spirit of God and the power of Almighty God. Maybe it is. You want to be a better Christian. You say to yourself, preacher, how could I ever be a soul winner? How could I ever be a witness? And I'm talking about one that accomplishes something. Somebody that actually helps others to Christ. Well, I would tell you this. If you ever ask the question, how could I ever be a soul winner? Luke 1:35 says, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee and the power of the highest. You say, I'm scared to death to talk to people about Jesus Christ. I have some wonderful, wonderful news for you. You're just a mouthpiece. You don't save anybody. You just do the talking. And I am amazed at what happens when you go to talking for Jesus Christ. You can be scared. You walk up to somebody you don't even know, and you begin to talk to them about heaven and about Jesus, and you're wondering, are they going to think I'm nuts? Are they going to listen to a thing that you have to say? And I'm going to promise you something, Christian. If you'll work at it and you walk up and start talking to somebody about Jesus, somebody begins to talk to the inside of them. And that somebody is the Holy Spirit of God that begins to bring them under conviction and draw them toward the Savior. You say, I don't think I could ever win someone to Jesus Christ. How could I do that? You can do that through the power of God and through the Scripture. It's a very, very doable thing. God wants people saved. He wants people saved more than you do. He will help you to win others to Christ. And I wish that some of you Christians in this auditorium today would decide you want to be a witness. And I'm talking about a soul winner. I'm talking about, I wish you wanted to tell somebody else about Jesus and help them to get born again so they can go to heaven. We're about to have our missions conference. You know, some people are all mixed up. Did you know that you can't give money to our missions program and buy your way out of your responsibility for telling others about Jesus Christ? We help missionaries go around the world because we can't go around the world. But you and I are to be telling others about Jesus Christ right here in our city, right here on your block, right here in our county. And listen, hey, what would you think if you had a missionary that never won anybody to Christ? You'd say, what's wrong with him? He talks about soul winning. He goes to a soul winning church, but he never wins anybody to Jesus Christ. You'd say, I'm not sure that's a missionary. Did you know something? You're to be a Christian that's winning others to Christ for yourself. Say, but how? How could I ever do that, preacher? You can do it according to Luke chapter 1:35, where it says, the Holy Ghost can come upon thee, and the power of the highest is made available to thee. You see, God doesn't leave, He doesn't forsake us. God doesn't leave us behind. He makes a way for us to accomplish what He wants us to accomplish. You might say, preacher, how could I ever overcome this besetting sin that's in my life? When I say besetting sin, that's the one that you know you need to quit, but for some reason, it just keeps popping back into your life. Now, I don't know what yours is, and I'm willing, if you'd like, I will tell you what Mrs. Owens's is. I think it's poor judgment on who she married. I don't know what your besetting sin is, and you don't know what my besetting sin is, but everybody in here, you have something or many somethings that you know ought to stop, and you know ought to be corrected, and you know are wrong, and you know that it's a weakness of yours, and they keep popping back up. And if you're not careful, you'll give in and give out on it. You'll say, I tried and I failed. Don't stop there. Try again. You say, I did. I tried again, but I failed. And I tried, and I failed. And I tried, and I failed. The Bible says a just man falleth 7 times, but riseth up again. And what that merely means, every time you get knocked down, you get back up. And you just have to have a get up for every knockdown. You just need one more step towards success. You say, I'm down. Get up! You say, that sin's got me down. Get up! Get up! All you need is one more get up to conquer the fall down. But I think sometimes we repetitively make our mistakes and we repetitively sin. And then we give up. That is failure. Failure's not getting knocked down. Failure's just not getting back up. Say, how, preacher? I've fought with this thing and I've agonized over it. I've been to the altar. I've rededicated my life. How? Well, according to Luke chapter 1, verse number 35, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest is made available to thee. So, if you have a besetting sin, you can have victory. You can. If you won't give up, you can have victory over that sin. Did you know that success is merely a series of failures? That's all it is. That's how you learned how to walk. When you started learning how to walk, you stood up, you held on to something, and you fell down. Now, I am so glad that you didn't, that first day, stand up, hold on to something, fall down, and say, that's it. That's it. I will be carried for the rest of my life. Let me tell you something, baby Huey. If you weigh 300 pounds and mama's still carrying you around, we've got a problem. Get up! Get up! Hey, failure is just a stepping stone. That's all it is. Success is a series of failures. That's how you learn to walk. Ladies, that's how you learn to cook. Some of you. You got married. The way to a man's heart is what? Through his stomach. You say, is that scriptural? Yeah. I'm just sure of it. When we get to heaven, there's going to be a supper. Why? Because the men like supper. Look, ladies, if you're not good looking, learn how to cook. That'll carry you through. But I'm telling you, the way a lady learns to cook, she tries and she fails. Now, men, you don't have to say anything here. I'm willing to go. I'm soloing for a little while. She tries and she fails. And she tries and she fails. And she tries and she fails. But you know what? If she keeps going, sooner or later, she figures it out. You know where it started out, men? You say, this don't taste like mama's. Now, you may not have said it out loud. A few of you men that are one-eyed, you said it out loud. But for those of you, you said, I'm not going to say that out loud. I'm not going to say that out loud. But your tummy was thinking it. And when you were hiding bits and pieces of the meal underneath things and trying to figure out how to escape the torture you were going through, if she kept going and kept going, for some of you, you eat her food and you say, it's getting good. It's getting good. And you know what will happen eventually? Eventually, you go anywhere else to eat and you'll say, this don't taste like my wife's. It's not as good as my wife's. You say, Brother Owens, my wife's not there yet. I'm sorry for you. That's what Wendy's is for. Hey, but that's how life is. You go through a series of failures. And if you just keep going during the times of failure, you eventually get that success. See, God wants you to quit your bad. And that besetting sin, if you fail at it, it's a part of the process. Just get up and try again. They came to Mary and that angel said, "Mary, you're going to have a baby." And she said, "How could this be?" And the angel said, "Mary, I know it's hard to believe, but the power of Almighty God is available in this situation, and God can help you to do what needs to be done." And that power brought Jesus Christ into this world. And that same power is available to you and I, Christian. How? 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 How, preacher? How can I be a good Christian? It takes so much. How? Well, according to Luke 1:35, the angel said, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest is available." Becoming a good Christian happens a little at a time. So what do? Learn something from the Bible and then obey it. Now you're on your way. Learn something else and obey it. Biggest mistake you'll make is procrastinate it, put it off, or wait. That'll send you backwards. But if you want to go forward, learn something from the Bible and obey it. Now you're on your way to growth in the Christian life. Don't delay your obedience. Apply it immediately. Now, let me tell you, most of you that have reared children, when you were rearing your children, you expected, when you gave your child a direction, you expected them to obey when? Right away? You didn't feel like, okay, eventually I would like for you to get around to shutting your mouth. If we could work it into the program. If you understand. But as a parent, if you say to your child, "Pick up your pajamas," you mean this week? This month? When you're moved? Now, my daddy could move me. This is all you do to grow in the Lord. You hear it from the Bible and then you obey it. Now you're on your way. But you say, "How, preacher?" Same way you would expect your child. Out of obedience, you do what you're instructed. That's all. How? I'm almost finished. But I can picture that angel coming to Mary. What an awesome thing to have revealed to you. You're going to have a baby. And her question was, how? I think Mary said, "I took health class. There's no way. I've never been with a man." And you know what the angel of the Lord said? The power of God can do things they can't even teach you about in school. And a miraculous victory came through that power. And for some of you, as I've listed these things, if you got out of the slump, you'd say that would be a miraculous victory. Well, same power that brought the victory of the virgin birth is a power that's available to the Christian. I think this. I love Thanksgiving. I love Christmas. I love the new year. But I have to tell you something. It could be a wonderful spiritual time where you could get backslidden. A lot of people come out of this part of the year and they're backslidden. They're away from God. When we were to be thankful and when we were to be celebrating the Christ child, we get to partying so hardy and doing our own thing. And everything became important but Jesus and the Bible and God's church. And if you're not careful, you can come out of the Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year season, backslidden. Backslidden. It happens. It happens. I want to recommend something to you. If you're away from God, if you're away from God after coming out of what should be a God season, if you're backslidden, you might say, "How can I get that straightened out?" That's not very hard. You just stop right now and say to yourself, sitting right here, right now, am I as close to God as I used to be?
I want you to think about that for a second. Matter of fact, I'm going to sit here for a second because I'd like you to require your mind to answer that question. Are you right now as close to God as you used to be? I hope you're thinking about it. Now answer the question to yourself. Yes or no? And don't lie to yourself. You could lie to me and lie to everybody else, but when you get to lying to yourself, you got a big problem. Am I as close to God as what I used to be? How, preacher? How do I get out of this mess? First of all, you face you're in the mess. You face it. You say, I'm not where I need to be. Say, then what do I do? In your heart, say, you know what? Starting today, I'm going to get this straightened out. I'll get back into church. I'll get back into the Bible. And the power of Almighty God will kick in and help you. Did you know that when Mary had that baby, she had to be a contributor? Amen, ladies? She contributed. I don't think it was a painless birth. But God carried Mary to do what Mary could not do. And Mary did what Mary was supposed to. Say, how? Here's how. I do what I'm supposed to do, and God will carry the rest. That's what His power's for. His power is not so He does it all. He could, but that wouldn't be best for you. He wants you to do what you're supposed to do, and then He'll cover the rest. I call the sermon, how? How? And the answer is given in Luke 1:35. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest.